Chapter 62. Undersecretary, is the King of Rome really dead, and the gorgeous gold cradle wasted?
Percival, oh no, he is alive and waxing strong. That tale has been said traveling more than once. But touching it, booms echo to our ear of graver import, unimpeachable.
Undersecretary, your speech is dark.
Percival, well, a new war in Europe. Before the year is out there may arise a red campaign outscaling any seen. Russia and France the parties to the strife, to the death.
Undersecretary, by heaven, sir, do you say so?
Enter Castlery, a tall handsome man with a Roman nose, who, seeing them, approaches.
Percival, ha, Castlery. Till now I have missed you here. This news is startling for us all, I say.
Castlery, my mind is blank on it. Since I left office I know no more what villainy's afoot, or virtue either, than an anchoret who mortifies the flesh in some lone cave.
Percival, well, happily that may not last for long. But this grave poter that's just now agog may reach such radius in its consequence, as to outspan our lives.
Yes, Bonaparte and Alexander late such bosom friends are closing to a mutual murder bout at which the lips of Europe will wax wan.
Bonaparte says the fault is not with him, and so says Alexander. But we know the Austrian not began their severance, and that the Polish question largens it.
Nothing but time is needed for the clash.
And if so be that Wellington, but keep his foot in the peninsula a while, between the pestle and the mortar stone of Russia and of Spain, Napoleon's braid.
Spirit of rumor, to the spirit of the years, permit me now, to join them and confirm, by what I bring from far, their forecasting.
Spirit of the years, I'll go. Thou knowest not greatly more than they.
The spirit of the years enters the apartment in the shape of a pale, hollow-eyed gentleman wearing an embroidered suit. At the same time re-enter the regent, Lords Moira, Yarmouth, Keith, Lady Hartford, Sheridan, the Duke of Bedford, with many more notables. The band changes into the popular dance, Down with the French, and the characters aforesaid look on at the dancers.
Spirit of the years, to Percival,
yes, sir, your text is true. In closest touch with European courts and cabinets, the imminence of dire and deadly war betwixt these East and Western emperies is lipped by special pathways to mine ear. You may not see the impact.
Here it come the tomb worm may caress thee, Percival shrinks, but believe before five more have joined the shotten years whose useless films infest the foggy past, traced thick with teachings glimpsed unheedingly, the rawest dynast of the group concerned will, for the good or ill of mute mankind, down topple to the dust-like soldier Saul, and Europe's moldy-minded oligarchs be propped anew. While garments roll in blood to confused noise, with burning, and fuel of fire.
Nations shall lose their noblest in the strife, and tremble at the tidings of an hour.
He passes into the crowd and vanishes.
Prince Regent, who has heard with parted lips, who the devil is he?
Percival, one in the suite of the French princes, perhaps, sir? Though his tone was not monarchical. He seems to be a foreigner.
Castlery, his manner was that of an old prophet, and his features had a Jewish cast, which accounted for his Hebraic style.
Prince Regent, he could not have known me, to speak so freely in my presence.
Sheridan, I expected to see him right on the wall, like the gentleman with the hand at Belshazzar's feast.
Prince Regent, recovering, he seemed to know a damn sight more about what's going on in Europe, sir,
to Percival, than your government does, with all its secret information.
Percival, he is recently over, I conjecture, your Royal Highness, and brings the latest impressions.
Prince Regent, by gad, sir, I shall have a comfortable time of it in my regency, or reign, if what he foresees be true. But I was born for war, it is my destiny.
He draws himself up inside his uniform and stalks away. The group dissolves, the band continuing stridently, Down with the French, as dawn glimmers in. Soon the regent's guests begin severally, and in groups to take leave.
Spirit of the pities, behold,
Tomorrow riddles the curtains through, and laboring life without shoulders its cross anew. Chorus of the years, aerial music, why watch we here? Look all around where Europe spreads her crinkled ground, from Osman Lee to Hecla's mound, look all around. Hark at the cloud-combed Ural pines, see how each, willful wise, inclines, mark the mist's labyrinthine lines. Behold the tumbling Biscay Bay, the Midland Main in silent sway, as urged to move them, so move they. No less through regal puppet shows the rapt determinator throes, that neither good nor evil knows. Spirit of the pities, yet I may wake and understand dear earth and shape, know all things, and with knowledge use a painless hand, a painless hand.
Solitude reigns in the chambers, and the scene shuts up.
Part 3. Characters, I phantom intelligences, the ancient spirit of the years, chorus of the years. The spirit of the pities, chorus of the pities. Spirits sinister and ironic, choruses of sinister and ironic spirits. The spirit of rumor, chorus of rumors. The shade of the earth. Spirit messengers. Recording angels. 2. Persons, men,
the names in lower case are mute figures.
The prince regent. The royal dukes. The Duke of Richmond. The Duke of Beaufort. Castlereagh, prime minister. Palmerston, war secretary. Ponsonby, of the opposition. Burdett, of the opposition. Whitbread, of the opposition. Tierney, Romilly, of the opposition. Other members of parliament. Two attaches. A diplomatist. Ambassadors, ministers, peers, and other persons of quality and office. Wellington. Uxbridge. Picton. Hill. Clinton. Colville. Cole. Beresford. Pack and Kemp. Bing. Vivian. W. Ponsonby, Vandeleur, Colquhoun Grant, Maitland, Adam, and C. Halkett. Graham, Lamarchand, Pakenham, and Sir Stapleton Cotton. Sir W. Delancey. Fitzroy Somerset. Colonels Fraser, H. Halkett, Colburn, Cameron, Hepburn, Lord Salton, C. Campbell. Sir Neil Campbell. Sir Alexander Gordon, Brigman, Tyler, and other aides. Captain Mercer, other generals, colonels, and military officers, couriers, a sergeant of dragoons, another sergeant, a sergeant of the 15th Hussars, a sentinel, batman, an officer's servant, other non-commissioned officers and privates of the British Army, English forces. Sir W. Gell, Chamberlain to the Princess of Wales. Mr. Leigh, a Wessex gentleman. Another gentleman. The Vicar of Durnover. Signor Tremezini, and other members of the opera company. M. Rosier, a dancer. London citizens. A rustic and a yeoman. A male guard. Townspeople, musicians, villagers, etc. The Duke of Brunswick. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.